This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about my friend here today, Derek Stone, an entrepreneur, musician, author. I like him already. His new book is Why Should I Forgive? And it's a big topic, man. It's a heavy topic, and it's something that's not easy to write about. And I'm glad that you did. Derek, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Derek, thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it. It's an honor.
I'm thinking about a teenager. I'm not going to get emotional, but thinking about where you were in that place and during that time. And God was there with you the whole time. Mm-hmm. You probably felt pretty alone.
Oh, man.
Self-medicating with everything you can find.
Everything.
Numb yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it was interesting, and it happens to a lot of people that want to get better, or even if they don't, eventually bitterness and anger and resentment and those things left unresolved will take you to the ground. It took you to the ground.
They will.
It took you to the literal ground.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And that's what we talk about is that in the book, that why should I forgive? People ask, why did you name it that? Because really, why should I forgive comes from a place of discontent and anger. Well, that's the question I asked, was like, why should I forgive him? You know, and what we really want to walk people through is, because the next question they ask is, but how can I? And that's what we want to walk through people through in the book is how to take a want for your life and make it a need, a better version of what you want to, who do you want to be, where do you want to go? And defining that way you can use that as ammunition to do the hard work. Because so many times, you know, I think it's Alan in the book, As a Man Thinketh, I forget his first name, but he says a stronger man can't help a weaker man unless the weaker man's willing to be helped. And if you're not willing, then you're not going to go anywhere. And so it's like, that's what the book kind of outlays is wanting and needing a better life, going with your gut, which sometimes means cleansing your surroundings and getting some people. If they're not helping you, then they're hurting you. If they're not always lifting you up, empowering you, helping you get to the next place and be better in life, then they're really hurting you. And then after that, we go to open heart surgery, where we deal with, like, you know, how to make an informed decision, taking responsibility for your own life, which a lot of people take. They use their unforgiveness as an excuse to play a victim. And they never go anywhere, and they're mad at their life because of the choices they've made. Well, it's because they do everything they can to come up with an excuse, but you don't know my story, but you don't know what I went through. Yeah, I get that. I understand. I was there too. But at the end of the day, you've got to take responsibility for your own life, because our parents sometimes are the best example of what not to be, you know, and some of us have great parents. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But some of us have terrible situations that we grow up in, and they do the best they can with what they're given based on the examples they were shown.